It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Friday brought me to tears, DZ. Look at me. I'm crying.
You too?
Yes, I'm so happy.
We made it.
Actually, I really don't know why my eye won't stop watering, but I'm having that moment where I washed my face this morning and it won't stop watering. I don't know if I just rubbed it wrong or what. Anyway, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's an overactive tear duct. That's what we'll call
it. It looks like I'm crying. So, like, I was in the kitchen making coffee. I'm like, people are going to think I'm crying. And I'm not. It's just my eyes watering.
All day long. People will be like, Allie, you okay?
Finally, Allie, I'm just going to go, wrong? No, and let me tell you why.
Because everybody keep asking me, and ain't nothing wrong. That's what's wrong.
It's a tear duct. That's it.
DZ said it this morning. Overactive tear duct. That's all.
Otherwise,
that's
all. I'm fine. No, it is Friday, and we're excited because it's your last chance to win Usher tickets today. And then we got big game on Sunday, and he's going to be doing the halftime show. He did come out and say there will be a guest. I know yesterday.
Oh, did he?
We talked about that you had heard the rumors that Usher had who Little John and, oh my gosh,
Luda,
thank you, coming out because, yeah, so.
Come on now, and that's not the only one, obviously.
There's a lot of rumors about a lot of people. It could be multiple people with his music, so.
It could be so many that I'm just hoping it's at least one of them.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be, it'll be a guest, and we're excited to find out who that is. So, the big game happening this weekend, some people going just for Taylor Swift, some people going for football, and some people going for Usher, whatever your taste is, you know?
Dog, let me just say this.
Huh.
If Usher doesn't at least bring out one special guest that we all know, I'm going to have some very choice words for my television.
Yeah,
choice words.
I'm pretty sure he has now confirmed there will be a guest. He didn't say who, but he confirmed somebody.
Yeah.
There's no way he's not having a guest.
Oh, I'll be saying some French if he doesn't have Lil Jon at least.
You'll be saying French anyway. Things like, are you flocking kidding me? Something I heard a friend of mine say yesterday and I went, what? Swear words and how you replace them. That's what we're going to talk about next. Hold on. Kiss FM. Did you see me on TV last night?
Did I see you on TV? Yes, I saw you on TV
you
last
didn't.
Night.
I went to the Bucks game.
No, I didn't.
You're more likely to be on TV than me because DZ is one of the entertainment hosts at the Bucks game. And I was at the Bucks game last night and I ended up right behind the basket and somebody gave me the thunder sticks. So every time that we did a free throw or they did, I jump up with my thunder sticks and be like, can you see me on Bally's? And then somebody messaged me. They're like, I can see you on Bally's.
Oh, we saw you on Bally's. All right.
I'm so obnoxious. The only person that goes to Bucks games and intentionally is like, put me on TV. You're right, I'm not.
Zealous. I'm the most zealous. But definitely, maybe not.
I have no shame.
Though.
Let's be real.
That part.
But
that part.
You did a great job last night, DZ. I saw you out there.
Thanks, man.
You did great. And today, we've got Usher tickets coming up at 7:45. So get ready for that. Now, I was out to dinner with some friends and I couldn't believe it because we were talking about our kids, who are all 12 years old. They're all in sixth grade, me and these two other moms. And we were talking about just stories that had happened with our kids. And one of them started telling us how one of the kids started going off and said, I'm so flocking mad right now. And like I said, wait, what happened?
What
and
we're,
so they're telling a story. I'm more fascinated with the replacement of the swear word. I go, flocking?
Yeah.
Now, that's a new one. I go,
that is a new one.
It fits right in. I go, the other day, I freaked DZ out because I said, what the fog? Because there was so much fog.
My heart sank. Well, I was like, what'd you just say?
How long did it take you on the air to process that I had not said a naughty word?
All right. In real time, probably 0.23 seconds.
Yeah.
But in my heart, it felt like a whole 2-3 minutes. I was like, oh, my. I even looked over at the I was like, do I hit the dump button? Oh, my gosh. What is it?
You looked like you were in shock for a good good at least 30 more seconds after we got off the air. I'm like, I did. I said fog.
And I kept hearing the wrong word.
Well, today on the show, and I don't know, we might be insane for doing this. Are we crazy for doing this right now?
No, crazier than normal, but we're tiptoeing. How about that?
This is questionable because this better not go wrong.
It better not.
We
not today,
know
y'all.
Your replacements. Your swear word replacements.
Y'all better not fudge with me today. Don't fudge with me.
Oh, that's a good one, DZ.
Don't you dare fudge with me
now.
Don't
fog with me.
I'm not trying to hear nothing about no mushrooms or nothing, okay? Don't give me that panic attack. We all know that one.
Oh, my gosh. 414-533-1037. What are your replacement swear words? That's what we're talking about next. I can't wait to hear what people say. These are going to be so funny.
You cootie queen.
Text or call. Kiss. I didn't say ducking, okay? I definitely didn't say ducking. I didn't say ducking.
That's what my phone replaced it to. I'll take it.
Lindsay in Oconomowoc texted in, my phone autocorrects to ducking, and unless I'm really ducking mad, I just leave it. Oh, Lindsay, you're funny. So we're talking about replacement swear words today because I was out with friends and somebody said flocking and I started giggling and I was like, what? Come on.
There's a lot, bro. I mean, think about it. It's a lot of parents too that go, oh my goodness. The second your child repeats you and one of your words, you go, uh-oh.
Whoopsie-daisy-doo.
Whoopsie-daisy-doo.
There's my replacement. Whoopsie-daisy-doo.
Gee willikers.
Gee whiz. Hey, Mandy in Lake Geneva. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm scared to do this on the air, but here we are. It wouldn't be any fun.
Deep in it.
If we didn't live on the edge, this show would be no fun. So let's tell us, what is your replacement swear word, Mandy?
So my daughter actually did it. She's 10. She spilt something or knocked something over, and she went, oh, buttermilk. So that's what I use now.
Was it actually buttermilk?
Hell no.
No.
No, who actually has buttermilk? DC has buttermilk. Of course, he's raising his hand, of course. You would cook from scratch. You would. All right,
just one way to do it.
Unbuttermilk, believable. Unbelievable. Hey, Mandy.
What the buttermilk?
We like it that you did that for your daughter. So keep it going. We'll keep it going on the radio.
Yep.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Misty.
Oh, buttermilk. I had a question.
Oh, shoot. Well, you're going to have to ask Misty in Mount Pleasant. Good morning, Misty.
Morning.
What is your replacement swear word?
It's flubberduck.
Flubberduck?
I've never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
At work one day, I was about to say something I shouldn't say, and those words went together, and everybody looked at me. Last, and ever since, it's been flubberduck.
Ah! Okay.
Flubberduck. Hey, I'll adopt it. Thank you.
Got to do what you got to do. Flubberduck. Thank you for calling today.
Sometimes you got a flub. Sometimes you got a duck. Sometimes it's a flubberduck.
Bye, Misty.
Bye.
Hey, Teddy's in Muskego. Teddy, what's going on? What's your replacement word? Don't you dare say something naughty. Don't you dare.
I'm usually a loose cannon, but...
same.
You don't say.
I'll replace it with hay.
Ah, hay for horses, big dog. Yes, sir.
What the hay?
Oh, that's a good one. It's like, what
that
the fog?
Yeah. Oh. Again, my heart sank.
Me too. Close enough to be scary.
It's how you say it, too. So, like, you know how nonchalantly I go, what the fog? So that's where it really throws. It's the delivery as well, Teddy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the delivery.
It is. Hey, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later, Teddy.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Jessica's in Watertown. Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
All right. I'm scared to ask what your replacement swear word is.
So you were just saying it's all about the delivery. The delivery on mine is fluff you, you fluff and fluffer.
Who do you need to fluff this much? Oh my goodness.
People with the fluffing. Somebody texted in and said, oh, Jen and Zion said, one of my most common at work is son of a biscuit.
Yeah.
Oh, who don't love a biscuit?
Another one is like from SpongeBob. They say, oh, tartar sauce.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I've never heard
barnacles.
That one.
Oh, barnacles. Yeah.
Yes.
Never heard that one. Okay, well, that's a good one. Thanks for calling, Jessica.
Yep, have a good one, guys.
You too. You bye. Too.
Jessica knows what's up.
Mm-hmm. Look at these other text messages. Somebody said, what the shih tzu?
Oh, my goodness.
The dog.
Yep.
I use Frick. Yeah. My kids tried that for a while. That's Stephanie and Jackson. And I don't like it when my kids say it. I go, that still sounds weird. There's something about that word. I don't know. It sounds like you're way too close.
It's different, man. So when we were kids, one of my friends, and the one word that I will always constantly think of is fudge. We had a friend back in the day that said fudge so much because his parents wouldn't let him swear, natural, that we called him fudge.
Because he said it that much. Oh, that's
to this day, I will not look at this man ever if I ever do see him again. I don't think I remember his real name. We called him Fudge so much.
It was literally his nickname. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, do you know who's on the phone now?
Who? Oh, Fudge.
Fudge is right.
He's right. I love you, you mother lover.
Mother lovers. Somebody
I do love my mama.
Yeah, my mom's great. What are you talking about, Ryan in Calabama? Good morning. Somebody
good
said,
morning.
Holy guacamole.
Classic.
What do you say?
Before I go any further, I have to give a shout out to my wife because today's her birthday, and I want to stay in the out of the clear and stay away from the doghouse today. So.
Good boy.
Happy birthday, babe.
Good boy. Happy birthday,
yes,
Ashley.
We love you too, Ashley.
We're sorry you put up with Ryan every day, but thank you for doing it so we don't have to.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
I go to that one, and I go to shiitake mushrooms. I love them.
I knew it.
Dude, you understand off the air. DZ goes, I know what Ryan's going to say. I just know it. And I was like, no, you don't. And he said, shiitake mushrooms.
I knew it. I knew it. That's my dog.
We knew, man.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I'm very into today's problem. I'm not going to lie because it's a relationship issue. And I have friends like this, so I'm so invested in this. Go on, DZ.
Well, Gwen hit us up, and it's short and sweet, gets to the point. Said, how do I tell my friend I think her relationship's a waste? Said, my friend and her guy have been together for a while, but they usually break up and then get back together. Take trips frequently to try to remedy their problems, but the second they get back home, they usually start fighting again, separate again, but we'll end up right back together as soon as they plan a new getaway.
Mm-hmm.
How do I tell my friend that I truly believe her relationship is a waste? Gwen.
Oh, Gwen, girl.
Gwen,
you're watching
girl.
The friends date who break up all the time and get back together when they make the... Yeah. Oh, this is, we all know people like this. We all know people like this.
Oh, 100%. I mean, some of us have been people like this
I've
at
been
certain
people
points
like this.
In life.
But I mean, if I'm going on a trip, you know, if every time we get in a fight, we have to literally leave town, that's an issue.
Bruh, they're sitting there break up to make up. This ain't the stylistics.
No.
Like, I'm sorry, what?
No.
But who are you to tell them? And you don't necessarily understand the relationship the way they do, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Unless you're that close with your friend. Unless Gwen is that close with a friend and knows that this is a terrible decision.
Yeah.
You
always say, not my chair. And then I go,
not my problem.
And I go, but DZ, I want to sit on the chair. Can I sit on the chair? And you're like, Allie, not your chair.
Allie's always trying to play musical chairs.
I'm like, you let me get up. Sit down. I'm sitting in that chair now.
My turn.
Okay, fine. I'll sit on top of you and I'll still sit in the chair.
Fine, we're sharing.
Yeah, so go on. But it's not our relationship at the end of the day.
Well, actually, no, because you saying that made me think. She's not telling them to break up. She's just making the admittance that y'all relationship is garbage.
Unhealthy.
I think it's a waste.
Toxic.
How do you...
Can't get along unless you leave town and go on a trip. That's a problem.
How do you tell a friend that without saying, girl, bruh, hey, y'all gotta break up, man. For real. How do you go about going, is this relationship really what you want to keep doing?
DZ, and it's what would DZ do? You tell me, sir.
I think you let them. You just let them keep taking those trips. If anything, you tag along so at least you get some personal enjoyment out of it.
You think so? All right.
Yeah, man. I'm sticking with it. Not my chair, not my problem. And what are you going to tell? You're going to ruin your relationship and she's still going to be with dude.
That's the problem. Even though you want to say something, they're not going to leave the dude. They're not listening.
No.
They don't care. They'll do it
usually
when they're ready. You have to want to do it and you have to do it on your own. You're going to keep going back until you personally are ready. If ever, they may do this for the rest of their lives. Maybe they're going to stay together and they can afford to go somewhere every time there's a problem. Hey, I guess if you could afford it, is this what rich people do? Is this what celebrities do?
This is what rich people do. And now let me try to think with a rich mind. You know what? I don't like my advice anymore. Can I change it?
No.
I'm going to change it.
Okay, fine, but you have to wait and change it next.
I'm going to change it next. I got it. I'm going to change it. It's going to be a good one, too.
Oh, good. All right, well, let's hear what the listeners think, too. 414-533-1037. Gwen gets in. It's her friend is getting in the fights, or she is in the...
Her friend and her dude, and Gwen's going, this is trash.
Yeah. They get in fights. They go on a trip. They make up, and then they come back home, and then they can't make it work, so they go on another trip. It's a cycle.
Vicious cycle.
It's a cycle. Mm-hmm. We're going to take your calls and texts next.
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Gwen wrote in. She's frustrated because her friends seem to have some kind of crazy cycle in their relationship where they fight, they go on a trip, they make up, they come back, they fight again, so they go on another trip, and they kind of just keep doing this, and it's a hot mess, she said. So
sounds like a nice life, though, if you can keep taking trips.
Honestly, Lori in Cedarburg said, what happens when they can't afford to go on another trip? So why the song?
I don't think they got that.
Thank You Next comes to mind. Maybe they're going into debt.
I don't know if they got that problem, bro.
Maybe they're going into debt. You never know.
Maybe that's what's making them fight so much, and they just have... Maybe their relationship is based off of lies.
Well, their relationship seems to be based off of toxicity. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You can't get along with, and then you, come on. I'm all about the vacation. Vacations are a good thing. There's something to look forward to. We should, if we can make them happen. We need things like that in our life to break up the monotony. That being said, if you're doing it to get back to fix your relationship every 3 to 4 months, it's an issue.
It's no longer monotony. Now it's just your routine because this is how toxic your life is.
And do you have problems here, like cheating and stuff, that you have to now escape? There could be all kinds of reasons you're escaping every time. Think about that. That's another one.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah. It's like, oh, let's get away, and then we'll pretend like this isn't happening, right?
So you know how I said, not my chair, not my problem. I love to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's in the right chair.
What do you mean?
And I think she needs to make a different chair her problem so that the chair she is worried about, her friend, can be absolved without worry. I'm changing my advice. Not my chair, not my problem, ain't it today?
What is it?
Dog?
What?
Gwen has to stop worrying about her friend. Gwen has to start worrying about the dude. What she needs to do is find her friend's dude a new girl.
No.
Hear me out.
You didn't.
No, hear me
out.
Why'd you make that face?
I'm going to hang up on you and I can't do
hear
that. How the hell? I wish you were on the phone right now so I could hang up on you. Are you crazy?
Hear me out. Though.
Okay, fine. I'm hearing you out. Go.
Okay, so clearly their relationship is off balance.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are one of them needs to go, right? Whoever it is, you don't want to ruin your relationship with your friend. So what you got to do is ruin their relationship on his end. You got
to
sabotage their relationship by finding him a new girl. Yeah.
I love it how you give the worst advice and then you go,
buddy.
Out of your mind. You're so out of your mind. I'm pulling up our first caller. Oh, wait. Wrong one. Don't tell her I did that. You know who that was supposed to be. I'm sorry, Amanda. I'm sorry.
Turn down.
She missed it. Amanda. That was my fault again. Amanda. No. You know what? Amanda, give me a sec. I had you turned down. My bad. We're back.
Turn down.
Woo. Thank the Lord. All right.
I was a little early, bud.
I was worried about that. You did. You were on time.
You got me cracking up.
Which part? The fact that he gives horrible advice and then goes, yeah.
I think all of it. Yeah.
Okay, so what would you do if Gwen was your friend and her she was annoyed with her friends who keep breaking up, going on trips, and then getting back together?
But I like DZ's advice about the vacation thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go off of that a little bit.
Which part?
Maybe the boyfriend and girlfriend should go just live on vacation. So, like, you know, like how people can be social media influencers?
They need to
move. That's what they should do.
We're basically saying you need to move. They need to move on a cruise ship. They need to live somewhere else. That's the, you have
find
to
a year long cruise and buy.
Pick up your whole lives and move to fix your relationship. What the hell? We are out of our minds.
Wait, now, if that works.
She's serious. I would tell them
that I want the 2024 HGTV dream house. They better get me that then.
You're crazy.
She got it on her wish list.
Somebody texted in and said, stop it, DZ. You wildin'.
What? Oh, so just because I said what some people were probably already thinking.
No,
fine.
What you said was crazy, okay? And Amanda, you too. Now you're jumping on the bandwagon. Unbelievable. You gotta be kidding me.
Send them on a permanent vacation.
I'm always jumping on that bandwagon.
You guys are fired from this segment.
I hear what she's saying, though. She says if they're always good on vacation, then bye. Go stay on vacation. Mm-hmm. Stop fighting.
But we all know that those problems are going to come back. Let's be real. Tammy in Sussex said, ask the friend what is good in the relationship. Oh, what do you like about it? Then be blunt and tell her when she comes home from these vacations, she's a mess and really needs to look at the relationship from that point of view. Mm.
Ask her what she...
The vacations, which I like the vacations too. If you go to Florida, get the drinks and everything.
Let's be real. People do care so much what other people think.
Yeah.
Tell her everybody's 100%. Talking about her and her relationship.
100%.
Crazy. Now I'm being manipulated. Now I'm joining your crazy side. You know what?
Welcome, Allie.
No,
welcome.
I'm out. Bye. It's happening.
What's happening?
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Usher has confirmed we've got someone joining him for the halftime show, according to my sources. No, which is driving us crazy. He said, I think I made it easy for myself. That was the tease, which made everyone go, oh, he's definitely bringing somebody out if he's saying it's easy on myself. So the problem everyone's having is that there's so many choices because he has collaborated with so many people. We talked yesterday about Lil Jon and Ludacris coming out for Yeah, which is arguably a lot of people's favorite Usher songs to this day. So, but you have other people he's worked with, Justin Bieber. Alicia Keys.
He worked with them a lot.
My boo was with Alicia Keys. We had Nicki Minaj. I mean, you have so many people that he has worked with that nobody's really sure.
I mean,
who
think
it is.
About it like this. He's even got new artists. He got Summer Walker and 21 Savage on his newest drop, Good.
He could bring 21 Savage out. And all the young kids would freak out. They'd freak, boy.
Uh-oh. No, now we're talking.
Actually, might do. I could see that.
I could see that. Another one?
Old people will be confused, but I'll get it.
Us young old people will get it.
We
you
get
know
it. The young souls, right? He could do that. Do you know who else we forgot about has a song with him?
Who?
You know what? I may play it right now because this would be crazy. What if Pitbull came out? DJ got us falling in love.
Mr. 305.
Pitbull would change the whole thing.
Oh, hold on.
Ooh, Usher tickets at 7:45. It's got to be Pitbull. It's got to be one of the guests. Pitbull and Usher have to be one of the combos on Sunday. It has to be.
I can't believe I didn't think Pitbull in that arsenal.
I can't believe I didn't either. Like yesterday, we spent all that time talking about Lil Jon and Ludacris, and we never talked. Why did we think about Pitbull?
Imagine the atmosphere that would create if he bops out all of a sudden, Usher.
I'm telling you.
Pitbull, bam.
My sister and her friends went to see that Pitbull tour that has Enrique on it. It has Pitbull. Yep. And she goes there and she goes, we thought Enrique Iglesias was the headliner. I go, are you out of your mind with Pitbull? She goes, Pitbull was the best concert I've ever been to. It was the best surprise. I go, duh. Pitbull brings it. That is a party. Yeah. So he has to bring Pitbull out. He has to.
Dude. Oh my gosh. What if he just throws us for a loop and he brings out everybody?
I would freak out. I'm here for it.
I would break my television.
All I know is you know who's going to be on the screen at least 10 times. So I won't say her name, even though I love her. You know who. Usher's going to be doing the halftime show. And we're here for it. We have Usher tickets for you coming up after Am I the Jerk? And then another edition of Dumpster Fire Dating. Just when I thought things were quieting down last week, they got really loud. On the same day we said things were quieting down, I got a DM from a woman who was asking me about her man. Just wait till you hear about Dumpster Fire Dating this week. I'm serious, DZ. All right.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. You ready, though? Let's start with Am I the Jerk? Let's start there.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I'm not trying to make them Valentine's Day editions. They're just coming out that way from our DMs. You can always email us to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com or slide into the Kiss FM DMs. Hope for the best.
Per usual, it is safe.
Let's look here. This, I didn't give him a name. What should we call him?
Let's call him Jim.
Okay, Jim. Jim could be the guy. He wants to know if he's the jerk for refusing to buy his wife a Valentine's Day gift. But hold on, there's more. You got to hear why.
Okay.
Valentine's Day is his birthday. So here's what he said. Allie and DZ, my birthday is on Valentine's Day. And every year, I have to buy my wife a gift on my birthday.
Right.
And then he said, I'm sick of this bleep. He wrote the whole word. This year, I decided I'm done buying her gifts on my birthday. And she didn't take it so well. Now we're not talking. And Valentine's Day and my birthday is next week. We may be doing nothing on my birthday at this point. So am I the jerk for being fed up and saying I'm done buying my wife a gift on my birthday just because it's Valentine's Day? Jim. I never thought about a dilemma like this. How annoying would it be? Because they make it all about spoiling the woman if you're in a, you know, in a straight relationship, right? So the guy,
well, Valentine's Day is for her. The sweetest day is for us, quote unquote.
Right, whatever. I mean, but it would annoy me if every year on my day, it's like, oh, I guess it's about you again.
And it is a little Hallmark versus the day of your birth.
Yeah, I feel like your birthday should be more important than Valentine's Day, I'd think. But he can't help when he was born.
Right. Well, you saying that, man, made me think of my dad for whatever reason, because my dad, he didn't really care for holidays, even like his birthday. But he always instilled this concept in me that your birthday is your day. You don't you don't share that day. You know what I mean? Like, sure, twins, there's exceptions, other people. Oh, my gosh, we got the same birthday. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, holidays like Valentine's Day, Christmas, St. Patrick's, everybody celebrates that.
Yep.
Your birthday is your day. And my dad always said, if anything, celebrate your day. But what do you do when it falls on a holiday?
Your dad is not wrong, though. It's true. I never thought about it like that. You share every... It's your day. I mean,
it's your day. It's everything else we share.
I don't know. It's hard. This one's hard because I get why... What are you going to do?
What's wrong with a birth and times day?
It sounds like he doesn't want to share his birthday.
He doesn't. It doesn't sound. He doesn't.
Somebody texted in, LOL, does he like his wife?
No, he just loves her.
Everybody driving felt that in this moment.
Tell me I'm wrong.
He just loves her.
Funny.
It's so marriage. I don't like her. I love her.
Do you like your partner? No. I love him, though.
That's family in general. Do I like my sisters? Not really, but I love them.
Facts. No,
I love my sisters. But seriously, is Jim a jerk because he refuses now to buy his wife a Valentine's gift? He said, it's my birthday. We should be celebrating me, not her. And of course, she didn't take that so well. So we want to know, is he the jerk? 414-533-1037.
G?
What?
Are we answering or are we leaving it up to the callers?
I think the callers should decide this because I got thoughts on both.
I got thoughts on both.
But you
got
to pick a side. There's no wavering. I'll decide by the time we get done with the calls.
We'll discuss all together with their decisions.
You guys call and waver us. We'll make a decision next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ. Today, the problem is from a guy named Jim who wrote in, Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com? And he's
Bars.
Mad. He's mad because
did you hear that? Did you hear that? Hold on.
No.
You said Jim wrote in 103.7 Kiss FM. I was like, bars! Bars!
Well, thank you.
Now, what did Jim say?
I always wanted to be the female white rapper.
No, that was cold. I'm going to call you Vanilla DZ. Ice.
Thank you very much. Jim wrote in and he wants to know if he's the jerk because his wife, basically, he has to spoil her on his birthday. His birthday is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And he's sick of it. He said, I'm sick of this ish. Every year it's about her. It should be about me. It's my birthday. I'm done buying her gift. And now it's not going so well in their house.
He put his foot down and she said, oh, really?
He's like, tell me more. Probably not.
Right.
Kate's calling in New Berlin. Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Are we saying jerk or not a jerk? What do you think Jim is here today? Because he's done buying his gift, a gift for his wife on Valentine's Day. It's his birthday.
Yeah, I definitely don't think he's a jerk at all. I think Valentine's Day should be sharing the love and spreading, you know, really wealth and just being kind to everyone. It shouldn't be about gifts. I feel like a lot of the stores just make it out to be like that. I feel like she's being selfish. They should really be celebrating his birthday. I mean, they could always celebrate Valentine's Day a different day if it really means that much. But honestly, it should be throughout the year. If you guys are married and happy, you should be understanding and, you know, just willing to spread that birthday for his actual birthday.
Look at you all healthy and normal.
We don't really do Valentine's Day. We make a good dinner. We celebrate with the kids. But if it was my birthday, like, I would expect we're celebrating my birthday for sure.
I can get behind that. Kate's logic. I can't argue.
So Kate says not the jerk. She's like, get it together, people. You're focusing on the wrong things. I like
that part.
Okay, Kate. Well said. I got nothing else to say. That's great. Not the jerk.
No, kicked it off strong. Not the jerk.
Bye, Kate.
Hey, bye.
Next up, Laura's in Milwaukee. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
Okay, so Kate said not the jerk. Is Jim a jerk because he doesn't want to buy his wife a gift on Valentine's Day anymore because it's his birthday? He's done.
I say jerk. So
wait.
I am the person. I want like extravagant things for my birthday. So I get where he's coming from because I'm the person that's like, it's not my birthday, it's my birth week. It's my birth month.
Interesting.
She's a birthday celebrator.
I'm one of those people.
How is she saying jerk?
Because there's still a way, like, to just be like, you get nothing, it's me. Like, you can still, like, get her a card, get her a little something. Like, I don't know what their dynamic is. That's the thing. If it was big, extravagant gifts, you know, I can understand where he's coming from, but there's still a healthy way to, like, acknowledge that it's Valentine's Day. And yes, it's a Hallmark holiday. Like, I get that.
Right.
But you can still be like, hey, I acknowledge this. Like, here's a little I just thought of you thing. But the majority of the day is his birthday.
Laura says he's a jerk because he's refusing to acknowledge it at all. He's saying it's about
me. It's the nothing.
Period.
It's about him. But there's still, like, a nice way. And you're married. Like, you still have to take her feelings into account a little bit. Yes,
true.
It's his birthday. I do agree with that. But I just feel like it shouldn't be an all or nothing thing. Like, you can just be like, hey, I thought of you. This is the day, but now let's go out for my birthday.
Laura, happened? He snapped. He internalized it. This is what we do. He internalized the whole thing, and then he snapped one day and ruined a Valentine's Day and his birthday for everybody. He's like,
for the rest of
his life. I'm going to be mad now. We're all mad.
Right. Lord knows I know that. Like, he should have brought it up way earlier and be like, hey, look, can we switch the dynamic a little bit?
But he can't. He can't because DZ and I know this well. What's going to happen if he...
Laura,
you saw the
look on my face. I was like, Laura, hold on, though.
She's gonna think he doesn't like her anymore.
Because he used to buy stuff.
And now all of a sudden, not?
No, oh, you don't love me no more.
100%. I'm telling you, you stopped doing it, and the woman's like, oh, what happened? Oh, you
used to
do that all the time.
I feel like maybe just like tamper it down a little bit, like acknowledge it, but he went like, no, like it's my birthday, and that's where the problem is. So I say
it's the my way or the highway that makes him the jerk.
Well, now we got to go to a tiebreaker because you split it down the middle, Laura. So thank you. Have a good day. All right. Last but not least, Carrie's in Brookfield. Carrie, congrats. You're the tiebreaker on Am I the Jerk today?
Big shoes to fill.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Good morning.
Morning.
Is Jim a jerk for refusing to celebrate V Day because his birthday's on it?
No, Jim is not the jerk.
Ooh, go on.
So, wepa.
Yeah, wepa. My birthday is New Year's Day, and I am a twin.
Oh, the worst.
So I'm saying not the jerk because it is hard. It's hard having a birthday that's on a holiday because then you feel like everything is...
About
everybody else.
Yep.
And now given, I get it, like having a partner and wanting to share that with that partner, like Valentine's Day is fun. It's special. It is what it is for like love. But like, I don't know, not the jerk. Like, from my perspective and having, like, nothing about me ever, I get it.
And no matter what you do when you have a birthday like yours, Carrie, you're never going to get that day all day. Never. No matter what
you'll
you
never
do.
You'll never have full attention.
No, never. It will never happen. And I know there are bigger problems, first world problems. You share your birthday with New Year's Day.
Totally.
That being said, it still sucks, which is why Jim's mad. He's like, come on.
And why Jim's not the jerk.
100%.
I don't think he's the jerk. If he wants to, like, sometimes I'll celebrate my birthday, like, half birthday, and, like, go to a Brewers game or something just to have that for myself, but I still don't think he's a jerk.
Okay. Not the jerk I is like the it. Consensus today.
Woo. Yeah.
All right,
thanks,
Carrie.
Guys.
Thank you. Have a
Thank
good
you.
Day. Aw, she's so happy. I love that, dude.
I know. She said, not the jerk. Bye.
She's
love y'all.
In a good way. Bye. Not the jerk. Right. Bye. All right, we have got to give away these Usher tickets. It's your last chance today. He is coming to Chicago, and we are going to give away tickets to see him in October. And then we've got a new edition of Dumpster Fire Dating with a big update from last week. I got a DM from a girl who apparently knows somebody I know, and it turned into quite the story. Let me tell you, DZ. But first, Usher tickets. You ready to do it?
Oh, I've been ready. Yeah, born ready. Let's go.
414-533-1037. We're going to give them to caller 30. You're going to see Usher, and we might even let you pick your favorite Usher song. It better be
It better be good.
414-533-1037. Good luck. DZ, you remember when Bruno Mars played the halftime show?
I sure do.
And this year, it's Usher on Sunday, and we are giving away tickets to go see him. Let's get to the phones this morning. Sydney's calling. Hey, Sydney in Milwaukee.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What are you calling for?
Usher tickets?
That's a lot.
Oh, you and everybody else, huh?
Well, we do have tickets to go see him when he's at the United Center in October, October 29th, and you're going!
Yay! You guys made my morning! Woo!
Aw, well, good. That makes us happy. Especially on a Friday, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Sydney, what are you up to right now?
Driving to work.
Oh, okay. Well, since you're driving to work, and Usher is going to be at the halftime show, and now you're going to see him in Chicago.
Woo-hoo!
We're going to play your favorite Usher song, and what is it?
My Way.
That's a classic.
I just got all the feels.
Yep.
I just got all the feels. Sydney, solid choice. I hope this better be in his montage of 12 minutes on Sunday is all I got to say.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Dumpster Fire Dating's next. But first, Usher, Sydney's favorite song.
I was not listening. I was jamming,
This Sunday, it's happening. Congrats again to Sydney, who just won our last pair of Usher tickets. We're very excited for her. And since we're in a good mood because it's Friday and we're about to bring it down with Dumpster Fire Dating, I'm actually going to give a birthday shout out. This never happens. Normally, I get angry about these. I'm like, nobody has time for your birthday shout outs.
Everybody, hold on. Did you just say you're about to give a shout out?
I see a text. I'm in a good mood. Let me live. It says, could you guys give me a birthday shout out? My name's Candace. I'm 31 today, and I listen to you guys every morning. It would be amazing. Happy birthday, Candace.
Candace, happy birthday.
To you.
It's everybody's birthday now.
It's a birthday-related show. Okay, are you ready for Dumpster Fire Dating?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
You know.
I got to give you an update. Okay, let's go.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Ah, what a time to be alive. Where dating's a giant dumpster fire no matter which app you're on. You know what I'm talking about.
Through you, yes.
So last week we talked about how I had a gym crush. That's already ended. I saw him again. He wasn't that cute.
Dang. Oh, my gosh.
I know. That was harsh, wasn't it? He had a hat on. I must have been having a day. I don't know. He took the hat off. I was like, never mind. No. But something happened that I have to tell you about literally last Friday night after we did our edition of Dumpster Fire Dating. I got home, and I get a DM, and I see it. And I'm already sweating. Look at me. I'm sweating from not talking about this.
I was going to say, bro, you look like you already pressed. Hold on.
I'm hot. I get a DM, and it says, hey, Allie, would you like to meet up sometime? And I know exactly who it is. It's a female, and it's a female who has been dating old fling, new thing, off and on for a while.
Oh, so I knew
she was, but I also knew that when I had seen him, to my understanding, they were not together, right?
So it wasn't a strange DM. You knew who it got it.
I was like, oh, it's his on and off again girlfriend. So I write her back. And
what
I
up,
go,
girl?
I go, hey, girl, yeah, like, what do you want to know? I'm here. I'm a girl's girl. What's up? You know, like, what do you need to know?
Because what'd she say when she hits you up?
And she's like, well, I don't know if I want to put stuff in writing. I go, that's fine. Call me. I go, she goes, I want to make sure I'm not losing my mind, because she had just broken up with him. And I said, call me. I said, I'll tell you whatever you want to know. To my understanding, I've never dated him when you've dated him, but I'm happy to share whatever information you need. Call me. And she
Allie said, oh, I got time.
I said,
today.
I got you, girl. Call me. So she called me Friday night, and her and I had a long conversation on the telephone. And boy, when I tell you how manipulative and what a liar this guy is. Do you remember when he came out and hung out with us at Summerfest? He was in a relationship. He was with
her. That was the first time I had seen Grupo Niche live, one of my all-time favorite Colombian groups, and he got to share that experience with me.
Well,
you said what now?
He ruined
He was
it.
What?
He was in a relationship. Nothing happened with him and I that night, but he was in a relationship.
Right.
And he knew, and that's why, come on. So her and I start talking, and I go, well, tell me the timeline of your relationship, because I haven't really been out with this guy, like, in a romantic way in over a year, which is a fact. He, you know, even though he was out with us, nothing ever, you know, it was
What's
like friendly.
Right.
And she says, well, we broke up last St. Patrick's Day. And I go, hold on. Like, I spent a whole weekend with this guy in February last year. Are you kidding me right now? She was like, I was in Mexico.
Oh.
She was out of town. This guy's a total liar. So I bring up all these texts and I go, well, I am so sorry. I have nothing invested in this, but I really am sorry if I had anything to do with this. But here's all the texts where he's telling me he's not with you and he's a total liar. And she goes, I felt like I was losing my mind. I go, you're not.
Right.
You're not. And I'll
Girl,
and,
you,
and don't let him play
right.
with your mind. Really, really messed up. So we are no longer friends with him, DZ. He will no longer be at any of our events, and we will never talk to him again. And I know you're good with that. So that's the finale.
I got no problem with dude, right? I got no problem. But
he was
what did I tell you? What did I tell you the moment I met him? Not in a bad way, but I was just honest and direct.
You said to me, and I will never forget this because I went to my therapist and told her you said this. I said, DZ said to me after meeting two different men I've dated, he said, you're attracted to some dark energy, man. And I went, I am? That's what you said, word for word. And I went, I am? And I'm going, these guys are dark? And I don't see it, right? I'm like, they are?
And you see the good in people, though.
I do, which is the problem, which is why I get screwed over. See, that's the problem. So he basically has been, you know, full of it the entire time we've known this guy. We knew he was a liar to begin with because of how it started. But then I thought he was at least trying to do the right thing in between. He wasn't. And so
now we know the reason why we felt like he had dark energy.
And I didn't like him. So I wasn't asking 1,000 questions. Like if it was a guy I was invested in, I'd be like, hold on. Where were you then? What did you? I wasn't asking like these hard-hitting questions because I didn't care.
Well, you had zero investment, but she had all the hard-hitting questions because she was invested.
And now she's getting her heart broken. And there was a point where he had told me he was buying a house. She goes, I went through all the text. We were buying a house. And he's texting me going, I'm buying a house. She said, I was like, this guy is a piece of work.
He said, no, we both had our credit score ran, not just him.
You believe this guy? So I don't know what's going to happen with them. I told her, look, I'll never talk to him again. She goes, can I tell him we talked? I go, yeah, and tell him he can eat bleep.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say about that.
That's that, baby.
And that's that. So, DZ, you were right. It was very dark energy. You pinned it from go.
I knew. I just, there's something about dumpster fires that I just know.
Knew it. How did you know? How did you know?
Bro, I can see auras. And I know so many people are like, oh, I can see auras. Like, by no means do I see, like, a pop of color behind somebody when I'm staring at them. Like, when I talk about an aura, I'm talking about, like, I feel someone's essence after spending a minute or two around them. Like, even if it's a changing essence. I'm not saying people got dark energy all the time.
Right.
But when I say I can genuinely feel people's energy around me, I can.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in tune to that degree, and I'm not trying to gas up or be like, I'm some
well, you are.
Amazing. I'm not a shaman. Yeah, I don't have special powers. I just feel like I'm in tune with myself and the world around me.
You were right about him. That's for sure. DZ?
That part.
This is why you're my second therapist. I appreciate you.
I'll bill you later.
Nope, sorry. No bill here. I appreciate you. That's all I got to say. Kiss FM. Well, it seems official that Usher has confirmed somebody will be joining him on Sunday. I don't know if it's one, I don't know if it's five, but we have information and we have thoughts.
It could be one, it could be 500, honestly.
Yes, because he has that many collabs. But we're going to tell you next who we think it is and possibly what's happening for the show Sunday.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Sunday is the day. Usher will be doing the halftime show, and there will be a guest. He has confirmed that. So now everyone's wondering, who's the guest? Who's the guest? And if it's only one, it could be Lil Jon, right? Could be Ludacris. We talked about that yesterday because you know they're going to do Yeah, you would think. Mm-hmm. Could be Alicia Keys because of My Boo. We talked about how it could be Pitbull because of DJ Got Us Fallen in Love. We have so many options.
I mean, we even got Justin Bieber out of nowhere just because he was a mentor to him. Like, you don't know who might
pull up. I forgot. Justin Bieber's on that list, too. So we're not sure who is going to be the special guest. Somebody texted in claiming that they have a friend who's on the field during the performance and they've been practicing. And then it's Ludacris, T-Pain, Alicia Keys, and one special guest. Got to be Lil Jon. They said Jon and one special guest. Well, then that's got to be Lil Jon, Ludacris. It's gotta be.
Did we just get some inside? Hold on, did we just get some inside?
Look, just because somebody texting in doesn't mean anything. I could text anything and claim I have info. Let's be real. It's like putting stuff on the internet. Who the hell knows? But, I mean, if there's people on the field and somebody's texting in, there's no reason other people in the country shouldn't have this information. Did they sign NDAs? Why does anybody else know this then?
A lot of people sign NDAs. That's why I'm like, hold on. Did we just get a little insider?
They might have signed an NDA and then like a dummy told their friends who then texted a radio station and then now we got the info.
Uh-oh.
Yikes. Whoopsie daisy. Probably not a good idea to tell your friends when you have to sign it, but
I'll take it.
That's what they're saying. So who do you think it's going to be?
Bruh, now, well, after that little tidbit of information.
Now I'm like, well, that would make sense. It's all of them.
Right. But the real thing is, though, I'm thinking of like T-Pain and how does that work out? Because they got beef. At one point in time, I don't know if you remember this, Usher told T-Pain he ruined music. Usher's the reason T-Pain stopped making music because he said your auto-tune ruined music, bro. I don't see how that's gonna, you know, you feel me mentally?
When
I'm like,
was that?
T-Pain.
Why would that make? That was, well, then maybe this person's full of it.
Maybe. And that's why I was like, hold on.
Maybe they're coming back together.
And that's gonna be the big wow. Because they both have great voices.
Mm-hmm. This was 2021. Usher opened up about the comments he made to T-Pain criticizing his use of auto-tune.
The comments. He finally
Yikes.
Made a
They squashed
made an acknowledgement.
It, though. They squashed it, though, it looks like. They did by the end of it. So they're okay, I think.
We'll see. We'll hope.
I don't know.
I'd love to see everybody that we just named on stage, honestly.
I would love to see everyone as well. What did you say, by the way, the other thing that happened this week, outside of us getting ready for this big halftime show and Usher, is that Drake had a nude leaked, and then you were he did that on purpose. And I was like, probably. But what did he say about it now? He said something about it? He commented?
Even more so now, I believe that was possibly purposeful. And the only reason that I say that is because his response and only response, not really an apology. He posted on a story and said, listen, I wasn't hiding my, you know what, from the world. I was hiding the world from my, you know what.
Okay, guy.
That only further confirms that, sir, you are something else.
Somebody texted in. It's Drake. I don't think Drake's going to be the guest at the halftime show. It doesn't even make sense. There's 20 people you could guess. Drake doesn't fall into that. You don't need Drake when you got all these other stars who have done collabs with Usher. You don't need Drake.
And Drake would steal the show. Not to say Usher's not a great artist, they got too much catalog between the two of them. You would never get that time. It'd be like a Shakira J-Lo moment where each one feels like they didn't get enough.
Right. Yes, that's a good way of putting it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, we're going to discuss on Monday. We'll be back here on Monday to have this conversation all over again about if we were right or not, doing our bets.
We're taking side bets.
And we haven't even taken any bets on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. It's probably because we're so exhausted from the damn topic. I mean, I love Taylor Swift and I can't take it anymore. I'm like, enough.
Only bet I'm taking is if she actually stays the whole game.
She's staying the whole game. She is, for sure.
She better.
This is why I have no business being in charge. Nobody listens to anything I say anyway. It's just my kids, our regulars. Nobody listens to me, DZ.
I listen to you like 85% of the time. Okay, maybe 58% of the time.
Kiss FM. Do you know who's in here right now?
Who?
Go over to that mic.
I know.
DZ's in the other room. Look at this. Saucy Sandra.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Unbelievable. And guess who she brought with her?
You know it's me.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. So basically, hold on. I didn't even play their theme songs. Java Dave.
Java Town.
He brought coffee, so I let him come in the building. I'm like, all right, you know what? You're going to bring coffee. Come on in. Then Saucy brought donuts, so I said, what the hell? Come on in. You too.
Okay, Saucy, you can come in too. You can come in. Come on, Saucy.
The truth is, we can be bought.
Easily, actually.
We have a price, and it's coffee and donuts.
They're very cheap.
We're very cheap. Thank you, Dave.
There's no shame in
that. None at all. Well, thank you guys for coming by. Yes. You know we got in trouble because you came by one other time.
I'm sorry I had to beat this guy up outside.
Dude, these two are like, she has her knuckles wrapped. Like, she's going to fight Java Dave in the parking lot. Because a year ago, these two fought in the parking lot. Remember that?
You got to protect your knuckles with the brass knuckles. You know what I'm saying?
Our
you got to pat them up.
They take each other out. It's like, no, you get out of my lane. Because what happened was Java Dave was mad that she brought coffee. And he's like, no, I'm the coffee guy.
I'm Java.
Yeah, well, and then he texted me last night and he goes, I'll bring the coffee and you bring something else. I'm like,
oh.
Well, do you know what she said? She said, I'm going to bring the personality.
Weba.
You know I'm going to bring the coffee, and she brings too much personality, and she's going to get the hot coffee all over her.
Oh, well, it's good to see you guys. Thanks for coming by. And if I get in trouble, I'm blaming you and only you. Okay, good. You're taking the heat. That's for sure. We love you guys. Thanks for the coffee and donuts.
Much love, guys.
Much love. And everyone, let it be known, we are buyable. We are. In advertising, more coffee and donuts. Either one. Coming up next, big life update for DZ. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so what's going on in your house? We have things to talk about. Next week is a very big week, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a very big week, man. And you guys know I've been pretty open about my realization of my anxieties and the triggers and some of the stuff. A lot of things that I'm still learning, quite frankly, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things that causes me some major anxiety is childcare. For the first 2 years of our firstborn's life, Sammy, we didn't have to worry about childcare. My younger sister came, stayed with us, watched him. We had a basically live-in nanny for the first 2 years because my little sister made that amazing sacrifice for us, and it was great, right? Once our second baby came about, my little sister was out of the boat. She said, "Nah, I'm good. I just want to be."
She's like, one was fun,
now.
But I'm good here.
I don't want to be nanny. I just want to be Titi. Uh-huh. And we said, we got you.
Totally.
We got you for sure. So we went and found childcare for our son, 2-year-old Sammy. But there wasn't a worry about that as much because of the age. He's 2 years old. Now I'm finding myself going through a whole new set of anxieties and wondering what I can almost expect because now we got to send our 2-month-old. And that is, in my brain, too young. I'm like, oh, man, they can't even hold the neck up yet. Like,
people send their kids to daycare at like 6 weeks. I mean, all the time. They got to go back to work, you know? You got to go. What are you going to do?
But this isn't our experience at all. So this is the first time. And my wife goes back to work next week. Mm-hmm. She goes back and she's a teacher. So it's not like she's not going back to work. She's going back to work.
Yeah, it's happening.
We don't have the choice. Now, unless, Allie, you're going to now be our nanny and come watch young Danny.
You do everything while I hold the baby during the show. We're good.
If that works for you, that works for
me. No, let's be real. As much as I love your children, there's going to be a moment where we're going to be like, somebody take the baby. I got something else to do. I got to get on Facebook. Somebody take the baby.
So, but obviously, all jokes aside, we're sending, we're sending Danison, Danny, our newborn, to daycare with his older brother. But at the same time, we're going, what can we expect? It's a little nerve-wracking to me. I know my wife is probably way calmer than I am, but we don't know what to expect as far as how did it go for you and your young babies if you sent them to daycare? Because 2 years, that's older. He could verbalize, he could talk, he can say no. 2 months, they got zero defenses, baby. They are subjective.
That's the fear that they can't talk and they can't control their surroundings. I get it.
They can't defend themselves. You know what I mean? And kids can be reckless. We can control our 2-year-old and our 2-month-old. We can't control anybody else's child.
And that's,
sending somebody to daycare.
Well, that's part of parenting. That's what's so hard about being a parent. And I went through that with, my boys in basketball. Do you remember? I don't even want to get into it because Owen will kill me for telling this story. But something happened with somebody on his team in a different season. And I was so mad at the kid. I was ready to light the kid up because what this kid kid did to my son. And my sister goes, you can't control it. They're going to have to figure things out. Now, granted, you're dealing with babies. But I feel like every parent can relate to that feeling where you want to be able to control all their surroundings and the people around them. And you're freaked out and you just can't, right? So it's like really hard.
And I don't want to be that hover parent by any means. So I'm trying to kind of subdue my anxiousness and not put it out there, but ask, what can I expect so that way I could prepare, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. You want your thoughts to be rational, not so far gone that, you know, you might need to talk to somebody. Because a lot of people, women especially, get postpartum and then their thoughts go crazy and they're racing in places they don't even realize are irrational, right?
Right.
So
right.
there's all, but, you know, I don't, you, I'm glad you're not all that far to the left, or I'd be like, DZ, we got to deal with this. And I'm glad Aaron's a little more calm than you. That's good to know.
She is. No, she's definitely the more level-headed when it comes to the kids. I'll give her that.
All right, well, we'll take some advice and see what people have to say. What do you guys, any advice for DZ, what to expect on the kids going to daycare, the newborn and the two-year-old? Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. We'll talk to you next. Did you just hit your funny bone?
Yep,
are you
and
okay?
It did not make me laugh.
Oh no. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Morning.
All right. So we're talking about how it's a big week next week. Your newborn and your two-year-old going to be going to daycare. The wife's going back to work. Mm-hmm. DZ is stressed, but it's going to be fine. It's going to be all right. I'm excited for you guys.
I appreciate it, man. And it's a new environment. It's a new time in our lives. It's a first time, even though we've got two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we love our daycare provider. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
We have full confidence in her. But that doesn't mean that I'm not thinking, is she going to keep the breast milk in the fridge appropriately? Is she going to change them on time? Is she going to be able to give all the kids attention?
You want to micromanage. That's what we do as parents. You want to micromanage. I get it, dude.
I don't want to, but I feel like I got
but
to. And I'm trying to kind of...
Don't you remember me saying I felt like a dictator for the first 6 years of my kids' life, and then they had thoughts and feelings, and I had to actually remember that it was more of a democracy with a little bit of dictatorship in there?
For the most part. It's a forceful democracy sometimes.
Absolutely. Well, Harley's in Oak Creek. Good morning, Harley.
Good morning, guys.
All right. What advice do you have for DZ?
Okay, so I don't have kids. I'm not a parent. However, I used to work in a daycare, and I worked in a divided infant and toddler room. I worked some days during the week with kids that were like 8 weeks all the way up to 18 months, and then the other half of the week, 18 months to 3 years old.
And this is why she doesn't have kids. And you know it, DZ, and you know it. But anyway, you were saying, Harley.
I think almost every single parent that had kids and there was exactly how you're feeling, didn't matter how long they had their kid in daycare. Because, I mean, there's inevitable accidents that are going to happen. Mm-hmm. Kids slip and fall, hit their heads.
Right.
Yep.
But the people that are there took courses specifically to know how to handle situations like that. They're going to get great care while they're there. And then for the infants, I mean, we had to take courses before we were even allowed to be alone with the kids in the room. And then there's like Wisconsin laws that allow so many kids to one person. So most daycare, like, people, yes, they're stressed out, but they're not like one person to like 20 toddlers or one person taking care of 10 infants where neglected.
She's doing really well at trying to talk you off the ledge and be like, it's gonna be okay, like we got your kid, you're gonna be all right, it's fine.
And I wasn't even trying to get talked off a ledge. Like, I want to know what you see the most. What can I expect with sending our child? So I think it's great. And actually, Harley, since you did work in this environment, what did you see with those young babies? Like, what was the most common thing that you saw?
I think the most common things is like the toddlers wanting to hold the infants themselves, which is always super scary. But I mean, for me, I only had two infants at a time where one of them was like taking a nap while the other one was up playing. most of the times they're just sitting in my lap, either feeding or we're doing like reading books and just a lot of like sensory toys. So it's not like it's like a free for all. They're just crawling all over, laying on the floor.
Happens. Something happened to Hudson when he was a baby, another kid. Like, I don't want to freak DZ out though, because it's so like, it's funny now, but like in the moment you're like, oh my God, like stuff it's happens is what I'm saying. Like another little kid, like tried to bite him or something. And like, he had like a mark and they were mortified. I mean, mortified, right? So stuff will happen, but like, hopefully, you know, knock on wood, they'll be okay. You know,
We tried to do a lot of like exposure, getting the kids used to playing with other people. But we had in my group a child that was like in the toddler that had a sibling in the infant unit room or whatever.
Yeah.
So we would let him come over and like hold him and play with him and like have them time to like, you know,
sibling time,
to kind of like get exposure to each other, just them time. So it's
look at you.
Not as scary as it
you're seems. Hired. You're hired, Harley. Right, thanks for calling. You know what? You've been great today. We appreciate you. Thank you.
We'll drop the kid off next week.
Day. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, Harley.
Bye.
All right. We've got Danielle in Waterford. Hey, Danielle, what's your advice for DZ?
Hey. So, DZ. Well, first, I hate to disagree with Harley. She works in the daycare.
Oh, jeez. Oh, geez.
Just because you take courses and do all that stuff doesn't mean you're going
to
be an appropriate
daycare. Are you calling to give
provider.
More anxiety? Or are you calling to help?
No,
okay, thank
I'm
you.
I'm calling to help. So I relate with DZ because I have my daughter. Well, my first daughter, she was born full term. My second daughter, she was born at 28 weeks. So she was in the NICU for 107 days. Yep. So I understand your anxiety. So now... Yep. My NICU baby, she's in daycare. And the first daycare that I had her in, with how they are with your toddler. So you shouldn't have any worries about how they're going to treat your baby. I found a new daycare provider, and they are so wonderful. I don't have any anxiety dropping her off, leaving her there. Like, it's like I'm leaving her with... I prefer leaving her there rather than with my grandparents, even, to be honest with you. You know?
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
My parents are great, but, like, they're so good. So I think you have nothing to worry about, especially how you see how they are with your toddler.
This went better than I thought it was going to go from the way it started. I'm very calm now. Thank you, Danielle, for being positive.
I wanted to see like both aspects of it, you know, like there are horror stories, but you're having like a wonderful experience with your toddler. You have nothing to worry about.
See that part. Thank you for calling, Danielle. You have a great, great weekend, girl.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Bye. Last but not least, Julie, we're going to get to you real quick in Oak Creek because you have a theme song. Take the moment you own it, you better never Julie, good morning. What's your not so
good
long
morning.
Advice for DZ?
Talk to me.
Okay, not so long advice. Here we go. One, you're comfortable with your daycare provider right now. You need to talk to her and discuss your anxieties that you have with dropping the baby off. Two, Sammy loves his brother. Sammy's going to watch out for his brother and make sure nobody messes with the baby.
Okay.
If anybody messes with that baby, it's going to be Sammy. That's like Owen and Hudson. If anybody
that
messes
part.
With Hudson, it's going to be Owen.
That part.
He'll be all right. They'll be all right. And Sammy's going to talk in more and more every day, which is nice. Right, DZ?
Yep. Well, and what I'm seeing, too, as far as, like, you know, me asking what to expect, people are basically saying, expect everything to be fine, but your baby's going to be sick all the time now.
Yeah, that part. That's having kids, though. They're little petri dishes. Ugh. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90+ days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.